Stanzas by Emily Bronte. Often rebuked, yet always back returning to those first feelings that were born with me, and leaving busy chase of wealth and learning for idle dreams of things which cannot be. Today I will seek not the shadowy region, its unsustaining vastness waxes drear, and visions rising legion after legion bring the unreal world too strangely near. I'll walk, but not in old heroic traces, and not in paths of high morality, and not among the half-distinguished faces, the clouded forms of long past history. I'll walk where my own nature would be leading. It vexes me to choose another guide, where the gray flocks in ferny glens are feeding, where the wild wind blows on the mountainside. What have those lonely mountains worth revealing? More glory and more grief than I can tell. The earth that wakes one human heart to feeling can center both the worlds of heaven and hell. Well, some may hate and some may scorn, and some may quite forget thy name, but my sad heart must ever mourn thy ruined hopes, thy blighted fame. 'Twas thus I thought an hour ago, even weeping o'er that wretch's woe, one word turning back my gushing tears and lit my altered eye with sneers. Then, bless the friendly dust, I said, that hides thy unlamented head. Vain as thou wert, and weak as vain, the slave of falsehood, pride, and pain, my heart has naught akin to thine. Thy soul is powerless o'er mine. But these were thoughts that vanished too, unwise, unholy, and untrue. Do I despise the timid deer because his limbs are fleet with fear? Or would I mock the wolf's death howl because his form is gaunt and foul? Or hear with joy the leveret's cry because it cannot bravely die? No. Then above his memory, let pity's heart as tender be. Say, earth, lie lightly on that breast, and, kind heaven, grant that spirit rest. I'll not weep that thou art going to leave me. There's nothing lovely here, and doubly will the dark world grieve me while thy heart suffers there. I'll not weep because the summer's glory must always end in gloom and follow out the happiest story it closes with a tomb. And I am weary of the anguish increasing winters bear, weary to watch the spirit languish through years of dead despair. So, if a tear, when thou art dying, should haply fall from me, it is but that my soul is sighing to go and rest with thee. The End. Read by Rick Kistner. For Lit2Go, on the web at fcit.usf.edu.